If this is your first time here, I recommend you start from the beginning because the story is in chronological order. Also, in this episode, there is a little bit of colorful language, so take precaution if needed. In the last episode, I reviewed how I created my first Amazon listing, and I shared tips that I learned while I was creating it. This week, I just finished the end of my quarter at work, and I got some updates from my suppliers about my beach bags, finally. And if you're wondering why I didn't release an episode last weekend, why I essentially skipped a week, don't worry, I explain it all in this episode. So let's get into it. This is a story of starting over in your 30s told in real time, and how I'm trying to navigate my way through a confusing juncture in life. I have suddenly realized the life I'm living is not the life I want. In each episode, I'll be sharing every step of my journey as it's unfolding in real time, the good, the bad, the ugly. From starting a side hustle to completely reconsidering and questioning every goal I ever made for myself in my 20s, I'll be taking you on this journey with me to figure out my life all over again. In case you don't already know, I work in the Dubai office of an American tech company. I have been at this company for just over 7 years now. And while my first 4 years were fun, exciting, and included a lot of work trips to the European offices several times a year, the last 3 years have actually been a huge struggle for me, as COVID forced me to reevaluate my life, my values, and how I want to spend the majority of my life. Basically, that reevaluation led me down this year-long experiment of starting a side hustle on Amazon, with the goal of quitting my job as soon as the time felt right. But I'm getting sidetracked. Back to the original point. My role at this tech company is a client-facing post-sales role that is based on my specific customers purchasing more products than they did the year before. I get paid bonuses based on meeting these targets, and for most of my 7 years, I've always met or exceeded my targets. This is one of the first quarters where I basically worked the hardest I've ever worked to close my contracts for the quarter, and it ended up still being so far away from even getting anywhere close to my target. I left the office at almost 7 p.m. feeling so drained. I am driving home after a very long day at work. Today was the end of the quarter. Our quarters at work are actually fiscal quarters that do not align to a normal calendar quarter. October 31st was the end of our quarter, which is today. And I had the longest day ever because, unfortunately for me, I still had a couple of client contracts that I needed to get signed by the end of the quarter. I still had to fight on the last day of the quarter to make sure that one of my contracts was going to get signed before the end of the day. One out of the two got signed barely on time. It did end up coming in the final minutes of the day, which was good. But the other one, unfortunately, has not come in on time. Therefore, it is going to hurt my quarterly targets. Unfortunately, it just wasn't enough to save any of my bonus. But it is what it is. Honestly, days like today remind me how ready I am to leave the corporate 9-to-5. Not only did days like today remind me that I'm ready to leave the corporate 9-to-5, but also what happened yesterday really, really, really annoyed me. I'm about to get into something that maybe should not have annoyed me as much as it did. But if I'm being honest, I was just fuming. I recorded what happened into an audio diary so that you could hear how I was feeling in the moment. Last week, I knew that I had a CMO presentation that I had to give on Monday, which was yesterday. And I tried to work on it during the week last week. I worked on it outside of working hours, you know, at night, early mornings. I just kept working on this presentation. I didn't get it done last week, so I actually had to spend a lot of my weekend working and finishing the CMO presentation. And so I ended up spending the entire weekend, both Saturday all day and Sunday all day, finishing this presentation for a CMO for a customer of mine. I wanted to make sure that it was perfect. So I spent a lot of time on it, and I actually chose not to do other things that I would have rather be doing. Like, for instance, this podcast. I chose to put that to the side so that I can finish this presentation on time. And I even woke up at 6 a.m. Monday morning to keep working on it and keep just finalizing the minor touches and make sure it looks good. I usually spend my daytime weekend hours editing the podcast and get it ready to publish. My goal is to publish every Sunday evening. It used to be Thursday mornings, but it was actually hard to get an episode published in the middle of the work week every week. So I shifted my publishing days to Sunday nights. And for the most part, I have been able to schedule my weekends in a way that lets me edit by day and then have some weekend fun at night. The fact that I essentially skipped a week of the podcast for the simple reason that I just literally didn't have time to work on a big CMO presentation and also edit an episode was really frustrating for me. And a few hours later, I got a call from the CMO that he wants to reschedule the presentation that is supposed to happen in the next few hours. And it's because he forgot he had a doctor's appointment. And I was so annoyed. I was beyond annoyed. I was like, I was actually pissed because I gave up my weekend, the only spare time I have to have like any fun for myself. I gave it all up to work on this stupid thing. And just because he forgot he had a doctor's appointment, we have to reschedule it. And also, it's not like it got rescheduled to the next day. No, he's like, oh, maybe next week or maybe the end of the month. I was like, are you joking? Like, I spent so much time getting this presentation perfect and ready and everything is accurate. And now we may not even have it until next month. Oh my gosh. I was fuming. Anyways, trying to get over it. But yeah, I'm on my way home after being at the office all day long, trying to close my quarter and trying to get my target. And after not having things go my way so far the last couple of days, I'm just feeling extra, extra exhausted and burnt out. Suffice it to say, when I got home, I crashed on the couch out of pure exhaustion. I got up after a while to take my huskies out for their nightly walk, and again I crashed, but this time on the bed. As it is with any tech company, November 1st starts a new quarter, and we do it all over again. I've been doing a lot of car thinking lately. When I'm driving around, I end up zoning out into constant thoughts about everything. I recorded this the next day, Wednesday, on my way to work because I wanted to see if this happens to anyone else. Don't worry, recording audio is a hands-free action. So I'm still driving safely. Thanks for your concerns if you had any. I actually want to talk about something a little bit different this week than what I usually talk about, which usually I talk about Amazon and what are the next steps that I'm taking towards launching a business on Amazon. So right now I am still waiting for my beach bags to get made. The supplier said they need about another week or so for all the beach bags to be ready. They've sent me some photos and the beach bags are like half made. So it looks kind of weird to see my beach bags with half the features. It's like half of it is missing, but they said in about a week's time they should all be ready, which I'm really excited because once the beach bags are ready, they can get shipped to my apartment. Once they're shipped to my apartment, I can really start working on product photos, making my product listing, making my packages, and just prepping everything and getting ready to send it to the warehouse. So I'm really excited for that next step. But in the meantime, I am kind of now waiting because I've done a lot of the pre-work while I've been waiting. And I wanted to share something totally different with you today. It's something that happened over the weekend. It doesn't happen often, but it really, really, really affected me. So on Saturday morning, I drop off my huskies to daycare so that they could be in daycare for the weekend. I don't know. I'm crazy like that. Like, I like for them to go be social and have fun and play and all that. So anyways, drop the huskies off at daycare. And as I'm going from the daycare to a coffee shop to go work all afternoon, I somehow got into this negative thought spiral mental state. It actually took me a full day to get out of it. Actually, yeah, it took me like a full 24 hours to try to get myself out of this mental spiral. But when I was driving, I kind of zoned out into this like mental state of just thinking of everything, like recontemplating literally everything in my life. Well, actually, I wasn't recontemplating anything related to Amazon because that stuff I'm actually really excited to keep pursuing. But I was recontemplating, you know, living in Dubai. I was recontemplating staying at my work any longer. Maybe I quit tomorrow. Why am I still there? Is it for the paycheck? But why? I should just take a risk. I should just say, you know, fuck the money, fuck planning. I'm ready to quit. And then I was thinking, oh, wait, shit. But then I want to go do that doctor's appointment and I want to go get my medical check done. And all of that is covered by insurance. So I can't let go of my insurance yet. I'm not ready. Oh, I forgot to make that doctor's appointment. And then I was thinking other things like, oh, shoot, I haven't worked on my finances in a long time. I need to go do that. Oh, I didn't go check on that document. Shoot, I forgot to go do that. Why didn't I go to that appointment? Or I totally missed that session, or I haven't worked out in forever. How come? I need to wake up earlier. Instead of waking up at 6, I should wake up at 5. I need to work out before I take the dogs for a walk. Like, I honestly, this is just the tip of the iceberg of what was going through my head. And I went into this spiral. It really was like this spiral of thoughts of everything that I should be doing, or why am I doing that and why am I not doing that. And it just, like, I couldn't stop. That was the weirdest part. I tried to just think of other things, but I couldn't. I was stuck in this loop of thoughts. I was just contemplating everything. When I got to the coffee shop, having to work distracted me, so that did help to kind of say, okay, fuck thinking, you have a presentation to finish, just work on that. So it did help to have something to do, but it kind of left this feeling in my body. I think that's what lingered the longest, is this feeling in my body of having an uneasy feeling very uncertain about everything. I was questioning everything in my life. I felt so uncertain. Like, have I been doing the right things in life? Have I been focusing on the right things? Have I been a good person? How can I continue to be a good person? Yeah, I was just feeling super uncertain about literally everything in my life, except, like I said, for the Amazon stuff, because that is exciting stuff to me. But anyways, I just want to know, does anybody know what I mean? Do you know what I mean by having this uncertainty cloud that hangs over you and just won't leave you alone? I'm just curious if anyone feels that. I don't feel it now. I think having to work and having to finish a presentation kind of distracted me enough to get me out of it. I would love to know if you know what I'm talking about. Thanks for listening to my little brain spiral moment that I had in the middle of the week. Now we're going to transition back into some Amazon updates, as I promised you at the beginning of this episode. I've been waiting for almost 2 months for my beach bags to get made, and now I finally have some exciting Amazon updates to share. These updates are recent, as of yesterday actually, and so I recorded my real-time thoughts as I was going back and forth with my suppliers yesterday. It is the weekend, and I'm so happy about that because there is so much that I have to do. It's just after 12 p.m. and I've taken the dogs to daycare for the weekend.
Quick pause, because I know what you're thinking. Have the dogs been going to daycare a lot? Yes, they have. Have they gone every weekend for about a while? Also, yes.
I know, I've been doing that a lot recently, but it just really helps me kind of focus on everything I need to focus on. So the dogs are in daycare. They're going to have a good time. I'm able to take some time to get stuff done. And I got some coffee on the way back home. Just now, I've been going back and forth with my supplier, and I don't know, I think I've given myself a little bit of anxiety. My supplier has just sent me over some progress photos and videos of the beach bags getting made, and it's closer and closer to being finished. They're looking really good. The ladies in the shop are working on all of the bags. It's actually really cool to see the bags come to life, and my supplier told me that my bags should be ready in the next few days, and then they'll be shipped my way. So that's a good thing, because I've been waiting for almost 2 months for these bags, actually, and it is almost time for them to get shipped over here.
As I mentioned, this is great news. Honestly, it's about time. I've been waiting patiently for the beach bags, but the more time passes, the more anxious I get. And now to learn that they're just a few days away from being ready, I somehow got even more anxious.
The reason why I am a little bit nervous is because now there's a lot that I'm going to have to do, which is something I've been waiting for and wanting to do. But also, now that it's actually happening or about to happen, I'm like, oh shit, okay, this is real. This is happening. So I don't know. I think I just need to take a little bit of time. Just need to gather my thoughts and kind of think through what is next.
I start pacing around my apartment, suddenly lost in thought, and forgot what I was supposed to do for the day.
Okay, it's been like an hour going back and forth with my suppliers on the updates of the beach bag, and I was getting anxious about it. So I just started cleaning out my apartment. You know when you have those moments where you just fully distract yourself, you start reorganizing or redecorating or just completely, I don't know, like spring cleaning your entire place? Yeah, that's the current vibe right now. I'm just going through my entire apartment, seeing what I can throw out, reorganizing everything. There's a bunch of little things that just started getting piled up, like little knickknacks here, and okay, let me just put that there for a bit. And yeah, now it's too annoying. I just have to redo my whole apartment. And so, I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of going well. I kind of feel good. I feel like I'm doing something super productive. I mean, I am doing something super productive, and I love doing this. So yeah, we're gonna keep it going.
Needless to say, I got on a decluttering craze for the rest of the day. Did I get to work on some Amazon stuff? Not as much. But do I feel so much better and lighter because my apartment is decluttered and more organized? Oh, 1,000% yes. So this was a very productive day in my book. In next week's episode, we get to go back home to Texas, baby. Yeehaw, can't wait. Stay tuned. Just kidding, we don't say yeehaw in Texas. Not like that. If you like what you hear, subscribe to this podcast. And to help spread the word, as we are brand new, rate and review us 5 stars to help get the podcast out there. Follow us on our Instagram page at startingover_inrealtime for more fun content about the journey. Any and all support is always appreciated. I cannot wait to continue to share this journey with you.